BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
Hello, the Muff Liquor Company.
I'm so sorry.
The one.
For white wine.
Could this be any more me?
Easy. Radio.
One.
Turn on. Let's go.
Scott Mills.
I'm here to enjoy myself. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's an absolute classic.
Behave yourself.
3, 2.
Radio one.
Go.
Hello and welcome to the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It's me, Jordan North, here with Chris Starr.
Hi, and this is the last one of us two this week. I think it's gone down well. I've seen a few messages. People seem to like it. Ish?
Most, yeah.
Mostly?
Not a few.
No, come on.
Few.
Let's be confident. Let's hit it with pace.
Yeah, you know, we've had so much fun this week.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. The main man himself, Scott Mills, is going to be back on Monday. All will return to normal. But yeah, I've had a cracking week. So thank you to you and your amazing team for looking after me this
week. All good. And what I love about this podcast is it feels like a proper end of week one in the sense it does end with a montage. Enjoy, everyone.
One! Jordan North.
BBC.
Radio.
One!
Come to think of it, Chris, we were saying that we've been silly this week whilst I've been looking after things for Scott. We've done all sorts. Funeral karaoke.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, we discussed Naughty Neighbours, of course. Dirty Debs, who lives above you, yeah.
We called a business as well called Gorgeous Growlers.
Yes. And, well, we got everyone flicking their nipples, including Youngblood.
This is so weird.
That's good.
It's up already.
Yeah. Wow, that was... I think you got 4 seconds there.
That was like four.
That went up quite quick, didn't it?
I'm just a very excitable person.
Let me explain. So we've been doing a thing on the show called Mind Blown. Basically, we've been getting you to text in some mind-blown facts. And one of the facts that we had this week was that if you flick your nipple for 7 seconds, it goes hard.
Yeah, I feel this will be the legacy from this week.
And we got Youngblood to do it yesterday, why not? Do you know what? It's gone down pretty well, mind-blown. Should we do it next?
Mm. Yeah, go on, then.
The Scott Mills Daily.
3, 2, 1.
Cats sleep more than half of their lives.
Summer on Neptune is 40 years long.
The majority of the Sahara Desert is covered in gravel.
Walt Disney was afraid of mice.
Oh, wow. The tea bag was invented by accident.
Giraffe tongues are nearly 2 feet long.
When you count, your lips won't touch until you reach 1 million.
Oh, you absolute set of... Lana Pinakwanam Nina Chernobyl Listener Lagonskosk is the hardest to pronounce town you can visit in Wales, I think.
We need someone to correct that one, don't we? There is always a Shakespeare play being performed somewhere in the world.
Flamingos turn pink from eating shrimp.
The verb unfriend is 350 years older than Facebook.
Aeroplane food isn't very tasty because our sense of smell and taste decreased by 20 to 50% during flights.
Fish cough.
Belgium once employed trained cats to deliver mail.
Surfing is included in the school curriculum in Hawaii.
The world's longest musical piece lasts 639 years.
You're more likely to become the president than you are to win the lottery.
Goats have rectangular pupils in their eyes.
The remains of the inventor of the Pringle are kept in a Pringles can.
Candy floss was invented by a dentist.
Cats can be allergic to people.
And humans are one of the few mammals not to have a penis bone.
Mind blown. The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of people texting in, Chris, saying, sorry, Jordan, didn't quite catch that town in Wales. How do you pronounce it again? We were doing Mind Blown before, giving you some mind-blowing facts. Loads of you have been texting them in over the week. And the longest and hardest town to pronounce in Wales is... Lian Ferpwagwal Gon Queen Drum Wilbur Gon Gosh Gosh Di God.
You see, I don't know it. And
I think I got that right.
As in, like, I don't know the correct way to say it. I think we should get someone on who can pronounce that town properly because I feel we're doing it a misservice.
Yeah, that's a great shout.
There's so many facts in that I love. Walt Disney being afraid of mice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why? Like, surely that's his. That's his money right there.
Fish cough, is that even
fish
true?
Fish coughing.
That's
the thing, I'm questioning whether some of these are true. Yesterday's one about cows mooing in a regional accent, that's bugged me.
Yes,
last
that's
night.
Really annoying, isn't it?
We said yesterday, and I think we should do this today, I think we should get this tested out if you're up for it.
Definitely.
Do it on today's show.
Right, we need to find out, this is what we're going to do today. We are going to find out if cows moo in a regional accent.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Are we going to do this, Chris?
Yeah, a bit of live science now, I love this.
We had a fact in on the show during our feature Mind Blown that said cows moo in a regional accent.
Yeah. Well, we had to explore this further, and we've had loads of messages about this as well. And incredibly, some of the guys that have been listening sent in voice notes of them with cows in the area where they're from to kind of prove this one way or another. Like Nathan in Staffordshire, he sent us he sent us a voice note of some cows in his area.
Does that sound like a Staffordshire move to you?
I don't know. No? To me, it just sounds like a normal cow. Here's another one. This is Bruce from the Scottish Borders. You see what I mean? It's like it's... I mean, it does sound slightly different. But what I was imagining in my head, it was cows mooing in proper regional accents. So I got some guys in the office here to imagine what that would be. This is what they spent their morning doing, by the way. It's been lots of fun.
Moo!
Yeah, these are all professionals there.
That was a Scottish moo.
Right.
Okay, we've got a Scouse one from someone in the office.
Moo!
So that does sound Scouse, to be fair.
This, to be fair, does sound like a Northern Irish moo.
Moo. Moo!
That sounds Northern Irish.
This is
it?
People's jobs, people. But what we thought we would do is test this out for sure. We had a few people get in touch with us, say that they can be near some cows in today's show. So how about a bit of live science, people? Mythbusters.
Let's...
We can do this next, Jordan.
Do it!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, you ready for this?
Let's do it.
Right, let's do this. So, Romany, are you stood by a cow?
I'm with a few of them. So they've all come in. They've just come in for some feed because there's not much grass out there at the moment. Some lunch, if you like.
Do you think that cows have accents?
Not accents as such. I think they have different tones when they want different things. I think there's a different call for when they want food, and then there's a different move for when they're somewhere where they're not supposed to be.
What we're talking about here is sort of Scouse cow. Geordie cow.
Geordie cow.
Geordie cow, by the way, would be an amazing series.
Why, moo man?
Yeah, exactly. This is what we want to test out now. Bit of live science. I like that we've been doing this science stuff every week, whether it's been flicking nipple or...
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of science stuff this week.
Romany, I've got to ask you this.
Yes?
Do you have legal access to the cow? This is a cow that you know or...
My partner is a dairy farmer. Based in Leicestershire, so they're his cows, but there's one cow in particular where I'd take a shining to, if you like to say, and she's lovely. She's more of a pet than anything else. So she's
pet
lovely.
Cow,
so.
Sick. What is her name?
Her name's Helga.
Helga, great cow name. No offense.
So, do you think Helga has a Leicestershire accent?
She's a homebred Leicestershire cow through and through, so I would have hoped so.
Right, well, take it away. Let's hear Helga moo.
Are you just going to make the cow moo on demand? Is this what's going on now?
Well, I've bought them in, and I'm hoping if I move them around a bit, they might... come on.
Yeah, because they're happy enough, aren't you? Just give them a tickle or something.
Let's have a look for her. It's quite a difficult thing to do, like I said. Unfortunately, they only moo when they're supposed to be somewhere where either they shouldn't or they're hungry. So
that's fine. We won't play a song until Helga moves.
Let's have a look. Move some of these around.
Move some of these around.
Shut up, Joe.
Come on, girls.
Come on. Please.
Like I say, it's not an easy thing to do. So they're.
Do we know anyone famous from Leicestershire that we can compare?
Can you hear that?
Oh.
Can you hold the phone up to the cow, please?
Wait, I'll see if I can put it near her. So if I go quiet, it's near her.
Yes.
Yes.
Go on, Helga.
Oh, there's another one. Does that sound like it's an East Midlands accent to you?
It's hard to tell.
I would say so. I think she's got an East Midlands accent, though.
Yeah, it's a tricky one, this, isn't it? Because for me, it just sounded like a normal cow moo.
No, I can... Oh.
This is ridiculous. This is stupid. Is Helga okay?
No, she won't be quiet.
Yeah.
There's definitely a hint of Leicestershire in there.
Yeah.
I'm definitely getting a niche. I'm crying.
That sounded like a car alarm.
I'm crying.
Some sort of cow alarm.
What are we doing?
Right, this is just getting absolutely ridiculous now. What we'll do is we'll get another track on and we will compare Helga's East Midlands accent to a normal East Midlands accent. And hopefully she might have stopped mooing by the time this song's finished.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, should we do a quick compare and contrast with someone else famous from the East Midlands?
Yes.
To see if there's a hint of anything the same.
Okay, shall we get another move from Helga?
Oh,
there it is, on demand now. Can't get enough of it.
Okay, so that's an East Midlands move, and...
Gary Lineker from Leicestershire.
Okay, we need Helga to be quiet.
And a little earlier, Kimberly Renix won Scotland's first gold in the 48-kilogram category. She beat Shishlila Lickmabarm, a great win for her too.
I don't think we've proven anything here.
I don't think we have, but, you know, I've had a good laugh. And Romany, you've been an absolute diamond, and so has Helga the cow, so thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much.
Romany, someone's told me that it's your birthday today.
Yes, I'm 21 today as well.
Nice. Happy birthday to Moo.
Thank you very much.
Nice.
Thank you very much.
Scott Mills.
Getting a lot of reaction on the cow test that we did before.
Yeah, an awesome reaction. Like Charlie here, cannot cope with Chris Stark and Jordan North comparing cow accents on Radio 1.
Freddie on the M5 says you two are going to be on the naughty step when Scott Mills gets back.
You know what? This is true.
We are. And who else? Bridget says, I'm absolutely wetting myself at you two comparing cow accents.
Scott Mills.
Right, do you want to do a bit more myth-busting?
Yeah.
Okay, we're not kicking the backside out of this, are we?
Well, no, we're moving on from the cows, though, aren't we?
Yeah, we're moving on from the cows.
That's wise.
So, also in Mind Blown this week, we found out that the town in Wales, the hardest town and longest town to pronounce, is... Do you want me to have another go at it? You have a go at it.
No, well, no, because I don't know how to pronounce it. And my worry is we're doing a disservice to that town as well.
Right, well, this is how I think it sounds. Lian Fepu Wagwani Lolgi Gotcha Wana Dobi Lalishko Gugu Gotch.
There we go.
Bobby, you can pronounce this town for us.
I can pronounce that town for you. It's San Fire Pogringo Go Gelo Windrobo Landersilio Go Go Go.
See? Simples. Why can't you do that? Simples.
Bobby, why would you say that? Bobby, you sound like a proud Welshman. Just say it again.
San Fire Pogringo Go Gelo Windrobo Landersilio Go Go Go.
Nice.
That's exactly how I sound when I've had about five in the pub.
Scott Mills.
It's Jordan and Chris. Jordan in for Scott Mills today. Why am I speaking in third person?
Yeah. It's like you were reading something there.
Why am I speaking in third person?
You've got to that stage.
Jordan would like a drink, please. Jordan would like a coffee. That was Martin Garrix, BB Rexha, In the Name of Love.
Mate, how good was all the treasure hunt stuff this morning? I loved it.
So good. So basically this morning, Greg James from Radio 1 Breakfast was giving you the chance to win festival tickets for Radio 1's big weekend.
Yes.
Reading and Leeds.
Yes.
Glastonbury. Four tickets.
It was incredible. It's four different locations. That's it. And that's what made it so exciting, because then all of the rest of them got destroyed after the one person who did win them. One of my favourite things, by the way, listening to Molly King trying to flush a portaloo at the end. It was extraordinary.
Let's have a listen and a recap to what happened this morning on Treasure Hunt.
Radio 1's Treasure Hunt.
Big day. You're looking for Radio 1's golden ticket, which gets you into Reading and Leeds, the big weekend, and Glastonbury. First person to find one gets themselves and a friend into those amazing festivals.
It's Hugh Stevens,
Molly King,
Phil Taggart,
and Ariel Free.
Four Radio 1 presenters who join us in each of the home nations.
I'm getting way, way, way too into this.
Seconds ago, a man just walked within spitting distance of where the ticket is.
The jogger has been within about 5 metres of the golden ticket this morning.
One thing I can say is that there's a lot of commuter traffic in Northern Ireland.
You might have seen me buying some tea cakes in preparation for this morning's action.
Hi, Greg!
Hi, where are you?
I'm in the middle of a park, frantically searching, currently in a bush.
The tickets are in the city where you'd find the tallest clock tower in that nation. We have someone in Wales, Hugh Stevens, hello.
To unlock the box, you have to enter the last three digits of the Radio 1 phone number.
No idea whatsoever.
Oh, Brad, I'm really, really, really sorry.
I have no idea, it just came me on a whim.
Hugh Stevens has a second player, I'm being told.
Oh, my God.
What are you saying?
100.
He's done it! He's opened the box!
Have you got it in?
Incredible.
He's got it!
He's done it!
We've just had somebody who's run up to us and said, can we still get the ticket?
How devastated are you right now, Emma?
Good, because I've tried for Glastonbury probably about the last 9 years.
I think what we should do now is you should flush the other golden tickets.
Can you hear?
Oh, yeah, the familiar sound of a portaloo.
Job done.
Radio 1's treasure hunt.
Well done to James.
Woo! Go on, lad.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's now time for this. Got a special theme bangers for today, haven't we?
Yeah, well, we thought in celebration of James, who won the golden ticket on this morning's treasure hunt. You know, everyone heard this. Radio 1 Breakfast with Greg this morning. Well excited for him because he's won Glasto tickets.
Yep.
Reading and Leeds.
Yep.
Big weekend.
Yes.
He's got the summer of his life coming up. So what we thought, we could theme today's bangers as like festival anthems.
Love it. Love it. And what about you, Adam? Have you ever been to a festival before, mate?
Yes, my first one was this year actually at Reading.
Ah, who did you go to see?
So we went to see Post Malone.
Yep.
And also Bowling for Soup, which was amazing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Random.
Well.
I like that. Post Malone and Bowling for Soup.
Bowling for Soup.
A mix. Right.
Yeah, man.
Quite a mix, but that's what Reading's all about. Chris, tell Adam what you've got for him.
Right, Adam, it's your choice today. Obviously, you pick between me and Jordan on bangers. Whichever song you go for will be what gets played on Radio 1. And I'm going to offer you this. What an anthem. This is Firestarter by The Prodigy.
I mean, yeah, all right. Huge. That's a massive
unbeatable
track. I'd say unbeatable, but it is played a lot. What about the Foos? What do you mean?
Oh, I'm not a fan. Not a fan of Foo Fighters, unfortunately.
No?
Good,
Jordan.
That's given there, isn't it?
No, you don't want...
It's all right, but you know what you can do, Adam, is just sort of build up the tension a little bit if you fancy it. Make it sound 50-50.
Okay.
Okay, Adam, who are you going to go with today?
I'm going to have to go for the first one. Sorry, lads.
Firestarter, my choice. Chris wins. Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously. Sorry.
See you later, Adam.
Ta-ra, mate.
Category is...
Drag Race UK fans, listen up. Drag Race, start your engine. Hey, UK. Mama Ru welcomes you to the family.
It's finally here.
Yeah.
And we're hosting the official podcast. I'm Scarlett Moffat.
And I'm Baby Lame.
Every week, we'll be spilling the tea.
Spill everywhere.
All over the place.
Ooh. We're going to be joined by celebrity fans.
Yes.
We're going to have this year's queens.
Yes.
You know, some serious shade is going to be thrown.
Girl, if you're not listening to this podcast, you're only getting half the story.
Drag Race UK, the podcast. Listen and download now on BBC Sounds.
I've got a face like a bulldog licking pee off a thistle because I was absolutely robbed then.
I mean, that's one of the greatest lines I've ever heard.
You never heard it?
No.
Is that
just out of your... Right out the Jordan North little black book there?
Yeah, there's no one ever said to us. You've got a face like a bulldog licking...
There's a Christmas present you should put out. Do you know what I mean? Quite a cheap one. Secret Santa sort of thing. Of just some of those phrases.
Yeah.
That you do. However, that was a banger.
I was robbed. But
yeah, you would say that. Craig in Oxfordshire says, listening to Firestarter whilst painting my toilet isn't going to end well for either party.
Certainly isn't.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's nearly 10 to 3 on a Thursday afternoon. It's Jordan and Chris. And are you ready for this?
Are we having a little slow dance,
are
we?
I think we should have a little slow dance.
I like how this has developed this week. So our tune of the week this week is JC Stewart. And it's just a nice... I don't know, how would you describe it? Slowed down sort of song?
Yeah.
Chilled, romantic?
It's a great track, and it's the reason why we wanted it as our tune of the week. And it reminded us of those times when you're at like the year six disco in school, and towards the end of the night, they put on a track and they get everyone to slow dance.
Yeah, and it's meant to be quite like a deep moment, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
But back in the day, it used to be that your mates would sort of push you towards someone else and you'd do that dance. I mean, thinking about this, I think he's got like a load of live shows coming up as well. I quite like the idea because you never get it at gigs, do you?
No.
Like maybe we take the slow dancing.
That's true.
Make it happen in one of his gigs.
But it's not just any slow dance. It's that awkward one when you first do it in year six and like the person's got their arms on your shoulders, you hold their hips. Or, yeah.
There's a teacher with a ruler in between measuring the distance.
Which actually happened.
Actually happened.
Someone texting this week. So whoever you're with at the moment, if you're in the office, if you're on the building site, if you can't do it if you're in the car, wherever you are, if you're at home, the person you see, even if it's your dog, your cat, your auntie, your uncle,
your
grab
boss.
Them. Yep. And just do a slow dance to our tune of the week. This is JC Stewart and pick up your phone.
Am I looking for a light that's, it's just not on, it's just not there. I am I looking for a love, but in the arms of someone who don't care. I am I looking for a future where there might not even be in now. Am I trying to buy a house that's gonna burn down?
The Scott Mills Daily.
If we're better off alone, why do you pick up your phone? Why do you pick up your phone?
Tune of the week from JC Stewart, very talented singer-songwriter from Northern Ireland. That was Pick Up Your Phone, and loads of people are texting in. Like Emma, who's saying, thanks, just had a slow dance with a cat. And Matty in North Wales says, I love the idea of a building site being full of builders slow dance with each other. It's 2019, Matty, why not?
It's nice, all these slow dances that are going on. You're right, though, so many animals being danced with.
Oh, right.
having my... Yes,
don't
sorry, I wasn't into
animals. You animals! A lot of you!
You animals dancing away!
You animals!
Demi in Swindon, having my first slow dance with my horse. But then I don't know how that works. What's wrong with that? I thought I'd said something really bad there. Because, yeah, the horse isn't putting hooves on shoulders, is it? Like... The only way that works is if it's some sort of panto horse situation. And even that would look weird. So you're not dancing with your horse, are you? You're dancing next to your horse. But if you are dancing with your horse, that's an amazing video. We should see it.
You're going to have to do that.
Jordan North. BBC. Radio.
What? Chris Martin is going to be on with Phil Taggart tonight from 7 o'clock. Annie Mac's doing the interview. You're going to hear it from 7 o'clock tonight. It's a Radio 1 world exclusive. Coldplay have got new music out. We thought we'd play some classic Coldplay. And Chris, that's gone down a treat, hasn't it?
It's got me so in the mood for that as well. Look, Lauren in Norfolk here messaging. This is just what I need after a crazy day at work. So excited to hear the new tracks later on tonight.
Owen in Portsmouth says, Jordan, I remember mastering this on the guitar. What a forgotten banger. And Gav on the M25 says, you Northern legend, Jordan. You little Northern legend. How's he know I'm Northerner? I never mention it.
No. No.
How's he know that?
That was a moment. That was amazing.
It was brilliant. Hang on. Who's this? Hello, Radio 1. Who's that?
Hiya, Jordan. It's Alan in Barnstable.
Hiya, Alan.
Hiya. I've just given you a quick call just to let you know about a prank we played on our colleague yesterday.
Okay, good. This could be fun.
Is that right?
Yeah. Tell us what prank. Come on, we love a good prank.
So she called in yesterday for bangers, and she was supposed to be getting a call back, but she never got a call back. Got one of our colleagues pretend to be Chris Stark, and she fell for it. So obviously, I would like you guys to help me get out of trouble.
I'd love to hear that impression.
I would.
So would I, but unfortunately, it wasn't me that did the impression, so I could have a stab at it, Chris.
Hello, I'm Chris Stark.
Is that seriously your impression
I'm
of me?
I'm Chris Stark.
Hello, yeah. I'm Chris Stark.
I'm rubbish at accents, mate.
Anyway, I'm Chris Stark.
How much?
Anyway, I'm Chris Stark. You always have to kick the backside out of it, don't you? So one of your colleagues pretended to be Chris Stark on the phone?
Yeah, or Chris and Jordan. He wasn't doing two parts, was he? That would be
amazing. No, he wasn't doing two parts. He was just the one part. He was pretending to be Chris, because Chris is absolutely a hero on the air.
Oh.
And what's her name?
Yeah, her name's Brianna Sanders.
Okay.
Well, we call her B for short.
And you're telling us now, what can we do to help?
Well, if you could give her a ring... If you could give her a call, and for, obviously she's probably not going to fall for it again, but obviously if it is you guys on the phone, I think she's going to be over the moon.
If she likes me and Jordan, is it not a case then that she'd be listening to this at the moment?
No, there's no chance she's listening to it now because I've got her in a meeting as we speak. So she's down the back with a few of the other guys.
And that's why you've called.
I reckon we... Yes. Let me have a look at her schedule. Hang on. We can jiggle a couple of songs around. We could give her a ring.
Yeah, do it.
We can do it. But my concern is, Jordan, this is what I'm saying, is that we call her and she thinks it's another prank that something bad is going to be said. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, but if she's your biggest fan, she'll definitely know
she'll
it's
know
the real Chris.
We won't take a risk.
Yeah.
We can give it a go. Yeah. Would that help you?
Do it. Yeah, it'll be brilliant. It'll be brilliant. She'll be over the moon and it'll kind of make up a little bit for yesterday because she was slightly angry with us.
All right, well, the guys here look keen, so maybe we give this a go.
We'll do it next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right then, Chris, are you ready to ring your biggest fan who was pranked yesterday by her colleagues who called her pretending to be you?
Right, let's give it a go.
Hello?
Hi, is that B?
Hello, yes.
B, my name's Chris.
Oh my God. Hi.
Hi. You all right?
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I should say it's Chris Stark. I'm on Radio 1 and you're on Radio 1 at the moment.
Oh my God, hi.
We heard that one of you... I feel weird about doing this already. This should be a rubbish surprise. But anyway, we heard that your colleague Alan had pranked you.
Yes.
And
yeah.
So we kind of wanted to just put it right for you and just give you a quick call.
Oh my God. Thank you. Oh my God. I can't even get my words out.
The thing is, I imagine you're wondering if it is actually me. Lol to say that. Not Beyonce.
I hope it is.
And not Alan or one of the others. You see what I mean?
I'm staring at them, so yeah, I know it's not them.
And I can prove it because Jordan North is here with me as well.
Hi.
I don't even want to get involved in this. You two just
no,
on.
It's well nice because sometimes you meet people who listen to Radio 1 a lot and like listening to Radio 1, and that's cool as well. It's my moment to feel like Beyonce. It's great.
Do you feel like Beyonce?
A little bit.
B, you should see his little face. Now he's grinning from ear to ear.
Just, it's sweet, isn't it?
What is it that you love about Chris so much?
That's a weird question.
Oh, he's just cute. He's just amazing.
He is cute.
Well, thank you.
So funny. I love Superfan Steve.
Steve.
Steve. Oh, my God, you did it.
I did it. Yeah.
Oh, my God. He did Steve. Steve,
I'm just going to shut up. You
this
two
is
talk.
So good. It's cute. What do you love about Radio 1? Do you listen a lot?
I do, every day, every single day, all day. It's just great.
And was you a bit upset yesterday, Dee, when your colleagues pretended to be
Chris
Stark?
Tell us about the prank.
What happened?
Oh, my God. So I texted in and I had a phone call back from one of your guys. And I was really excited and they said they were going to call me back and... They never did, but one of my colleagues rang on a withheld number, pretending to be you guys, and yeah, it was all just a massive prank.
Yeah.
I was really sad.
To kind of apologise for their mean prank, is there a song that me and Jordan can play for you right now?
Oh, I have no idea. Can I ask my colleagues if
yeah.
we can have like a group song?
Ask the audience.
We need a song. Ooh. Can I have a shout out to them?
You're literally on at the moment, yes.
Okay. Well, then we'll have a shout-out to JSF Basketball.
Good. And a song?
I don't know. We'll do Michael Calfan, Treasured Soul, if that's all right.
Random. I'm going to ask producer Will here if we can do that. Can we do that?
It's our favourite song. What's wrong with that? It's a good track.
It's a banger. It's a song.
It is a banger.
We'll put this on for you now. Producer Will's on it. And it's in. Right, B, it's lovely to speak to you.
Thank you so much, and you?
B, would you like a signed Chris Stark autograph card?
No one wants those anymore.
I would love one. I would absolutely love one.
And B, I assume, would you like a Jordan North one as well?
No, just Chris. See you sorrow into
treasure be. The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris, we need to sort this out.
Yeah, let's get this cleared up once and for all.
So we tried to pronounce the name of the longest named town in Wales before.
Yeah, this was a fact that we heard earlier when we were blowing minds, but I don't think you've done it justice.
No.
We haven't got it quite right.
And we got a guy on called Bobby who's from Wales, but even he got it wrong.
Let's get this cleared up.
So we need to sort it out before the end of the show today. Shomed, what is that town called? How do you pronounce it?
Llanfair Pwll Gwyngyll, Gog Eryll, Wyndrobyll, Llanfyrfiliog, Gog Ogoch.
That's the one.
Wow.
Yeah.
One more time?
Llanfair Pwll Gwyngyll, Gog Eryll, Wyndrobyll, Llanfyrfiliog, Gog Ogoch.
Amazing.
That's the longest name, isn't it? And Siomed, are you from there?
I'm 3 miles away, but I've got family that reside in the village.
Right, cool. So that's that settled.
Does it have a nickname just for short? Do people say that? Oh, I've just nipped into...
Llanfair PG, that's all we call it. The locals just call it Llanfair PG. We never use a long name.
Right, yeah. Okay, fair enough. There you go. Yeah, it's a bit of a tongue twister, that. Thank you, Siomed!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Random that Katie Thistleton's in the back of the studio, Chris.
Yeah, she's here as well. Hiya. It's Katie.
We're going for a drink after the show because we're nearly finished. Grimmy's going to be here.
Hey, listen, this week has been a lot of fun, man.
Yeah?
Have you enjoyed it?
I've really enjoyed it.
I've really enjoyed it. Obviously, Scott's going to be back here on Monday.
Yeah.
I'll be back with him then. But Jordan, I thought to finish off the week, we could do something a little bit special here.
Oh, mate.
You feeling emotional?
Yeah.
Well, Jordan North, here are your best bits.
Oh. There's a lovely lady who lives above me, and she said, oh, you'll have to come round for dinner next week.
Dirty Debs, as some people seem to be calling her now.
She's not Dirty Debs.
Oh, Jordan.
Yeah, she's more...
Come round. I don't know what to say.
Come round and come and have some of me.
Paint my walls.
I like the idea of a free meal, but I don't want to...
You're worried about pudding?
The longest word in the English dictionary is, oh, phenomen tremicolopus. Oh, you absolute... Why have you left me? Phenomenlicotroponononicus. This is for you, Grandma Glenys. Sorry, no, she's not the dead one. Grandma Vera. Oh, God, my Grandma Glenys is still alive.
Carry on.
Okay, this is for you, Grandma Vera.
We can all agree a touching tribute there to his late gran from Jordan North, the wrong gran.
Female kangaroos have 3 vaginas.
Fish cough.
Does anyone ever say to you, you look like Jordan North from Radio 1?
It's unlikely, isn't it?
I don't go out that much.
So no one's ever said that to you?
No.
Hello, gorgeous growlers.
Hi, so it's Jordan here.
Hello, Jordan.
If you flick your nipple, it will go hard within 7 seconds.
Oh my God!
Worked.
It works. That went up quite quick, didn't it?
I'm just a very excitable person.
Yeah.
B, would you like a signed Chris Stark autograph card?
Oh, no one wants those
God.
Anymore.
I would love one. I would absolutely love one.
And B, I assume, would you like a Jordan North one as well?
No, just Chris.
Oh, fine.
Oh, we're done. Right, my producer said we're done.
Hiya, love. Hiya, love.
Llanfair Pwll Gwyngyll, Gog Eryll, Wyndrobyll, Llanfyrfiliog, Gog Ogoch.
That's the one.
Man, I feel like a woman.
Yeah, well done, everyone. Smash that.
You'd think I were leaving after that.
I know. Sad. I know. Emotional times.
I've got like goosebumps listening to it.
Listen, you never know. And I don't want to end on something really dark here. You never know when your last show is here. So what a way to go if that is it, Jordan.
Cheers. Cheers, mate.
Anyway, have a good weekend, everyone. Back with a normal Scott Mills Daily next week.